The countdown is on to another huge weekend of GAA action, with the All-Ireland Men's Football Final just around the corner. Last weekend, ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final, content creator and Irish history, language and culture enthusiast Leon Brown was outside Croke Park encouraging supporters to use a Cúpla focal in a series of Vox Pops. He joins me now to chat about why keeping the Irish language alive matters, the unique role the GAA plays in our culture and history, and whether this could finally be the year Mayo put the famous curse to rest. Leon, thank you so much for joining me on the show. You were outside Croke Park there at the weekend encouraging people to use their Cúpla focal. What kind of reaction did you get? Were you surprised by how many people were willing to give Irish a go?
You know, it was actually great. I was surprised. I suppose I kind of went in. I'd never done anything like it before. It was kind of new to me. It was a bit like uncharted territory. And I was really taken by people's willingness to, you know, get in front of a camera and use their Gaeilge. And it was just, it was a great day. It was kind of, you know, a typical All-Ireland buzz. The weather was great. People were up for the match. And yeah, maybe, I don't know if they had their guard down or what was it, but there were so many people that were more than happy to speak a bit of Irish.
It was like as if there was something in the air. Do you think it's become more accessible in recent years, the Irish language?
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. I suppose it's one of the good things, I guess, about the kind of digital age we're in at the minute is just how accessible things like learning Irish are for everyone. Like wherever you are, you no longer have to be within the Irish education system or whatever. Anyone with a phone now has so much resources to learn Irish. You know, be that through content creators or different platforms or different, you know, there's always something kind of coming up, different resources to learn the language. So it's brilliant. Yeah, it's absolutely never been more accessible.
And the GAA and the Irish language, obviously, they've always been very closely linked. Why do you think the GAA remains such an important part of Irish identity and culture?
Yeah, I suppose they're so interlinked, and I think it really just comes back to the origins of the GAA. Like if you go back to say the 1880s, I think it was 1884 when the GAA was founded, that kind of was coming in the later years of the Gaelic Revival, which was like this movement to, you know, a nationalist movement to encourage Irish identity and Irish culture in the face of British colonialism. So obviously that involved, you know, the revival of the Irish language, but it also involved the creation of the GAA, and they were kind of, I suppose, they were interlinked in that way from then and kind of grew together. And even today, like, I mean, the GAA, Irish is such a part of the GAA, even in signage, in ceremony, you know, it's kept alive. And I think it's a really good thing that it is, even just having figures such as, you know, Jarlett Burns, the president of the GAA. He's a Gaelgor, he's beautiful Irish, and he uses it in his speeches and in his discourse. And I just think it's important to have that link and it be so visible.
For sure. And you're obviously an Irish history enthusiast. I'm sure people will have discovered that even from just hearing you tell the story there about knowing when the GAA was founded and stuff. Is there one historical story or event connected to the GAA or Croke Park even that you think every Irish person should know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose something that kind of really piqued my interest about this, the All-Ireland on the weekend coming, is the link, you know, there's a link with Kerry and with Mayo to like GAA history and GAA folklore. Like if you took Kerry, for example, Kerry's, you know, kind of recognised as the birthplace of Gaelic football. Back in the day, it was called Cods, and it kind of referred to the ball that was actually used. It was a leather ball. And yeah, Kerry was, I suppose, considered the stronghold of this sport. It was kind of like a mob sport, and it involved, you know, you'd have two groups from maybe rival parishes or tribes or whatever. And it wasn't contained within a pitch. It was about like getting the cod from one area, like one kind of parish zone to the other. And really it was kind of lawless. Like there was anything kind of goes. It was like fierce, and as long as you could do really anything short of just killing the opponent, really, to get the ball to the other side. So that was the kind of origins of Gaelic football in Kerry. I mean, the game looked very different to how it does today. It wasn't, you know, there was no time limit. It could have went on all day. It was kind of until someone dropped from exhaustion or they got it to the other side of the parish or whatever. So yeah, Kerry is so linked with Gaelic football, and I find that really interesting. And then of course you have Mayo, and you have the tale of the Mayo curse and things like that as well. So I just think it's really interesting, the kind of two histories that both counties have with Gaelic football.
I am a Mayo woman. I don't know if you knew that before right now, but the Mayo curse, I know that you have been speaking to your followers about it. From a historical perspective, how did that story become such a huge part of the Irish sporting folklore?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because it actually wasn't part of the, I suppose, the folklore or the psyche of the country until the 90s.
Yeah.
Or even like in some cases, I think even till the 2000s. So, you know, it originated, or it's said to have come about the last time they won 75 years ago in 1951. So you do have 40 or 50 years there where there was no curse,
mention.
There was no notion. Yeah. So it's actually, in a way, it's kind of a new thing that's come about. And I suppose then you have media outlets that like see the story there and propagate that story as well. So it's kind of something that's come out of nowhere in many regards in recent history. But it is something that always, you know, is a talking point every year, especially when Mayo get into a final. You know, how is the curse real? Are they cursed? Is the curse finally lifted? That kind of thing.
Do you think it's all a bit of fun, or do you think there's something to it?
Look, I don't know. I suppose in a way, like a bit of both. I suppose whenever, like the management, there's been so many interviews throughout the years, like the original squad, you know, they all came out and said, this didn't happen and whatever. And then subsequent teams, obviously management and players, have all dismissed and rejected that notion of the curse. And I think that's fair, you know, and within their right. I can imagine how it would be disheartening. You know, there's so much work that goes involved to getting to an All-Ireland, and it's bitter and disappointing when you don't get over the line. And I suppose to have people being like, you're cursed or whatever, I can understand why that's a rhetoric that they don't want going around. But I suppose at the same time, every year that they lose, it just nearly kind of like strengthens this idea of the curse. Like, it has been 75 years. This is their 12th All-Ireland. You know, you can be forgiven, I suppose, for believing that there might be something in it. As to the players, I don't know. I don't think they believe in it. But at the same time, I sometimes wonder, I suppose to myself, is there like a placebo kind of effect, even just that it hangs in the air there? Like, does it maybe play in the subconscious somehow? But
yeah.
I suppose this weekend we'll have to wait and see.
Psychologically, I can totally see how it would be a bit of a burden for players. It's certainly a
Absolutely.
Thing for supporters. And what's so interesting about it is, you're right, there wasn't a lot of mention of it, I think, until like the 90s. And then it was suddenly like, oh, maybe this is the thing. And it's not nice to think that you're cursed of anything. And I do hope that Mayo prove the curse wrong and all of this rhetoric wrong this weekend when they beat Kerry. That is what I'm personally hoping for. But before
I think everyone outside of Kerry will probably agree with you on that one.
Are you rooting for Mayo then, Leon?
I love to see them win. Yeah, absolutely. Now, my roommate's from Kerry. There might be a bit of rivalry in the house, but I know, I think it'd be great for the sport and for the county to get the win on Sunday.
You have to make a follow-up video of how we debunked the curse, hopefully on Monday.
Yeah, this is it. I suppose maybe it actually isn't debunking of the curse if they do win, because technically the curse is now broken.
Okay.
It's the first year that Mayo have reached the All-Ireland since the passing of, let's say, the final member of that original squad. So maybe they aren't cursed anymore. We'll have to wait and see.
We'll see what happens. If you could leave people with one message this evening about embracing the Irish language and celebrating our culture, what would it be, Leon?
Look, I suppose the thing, I think it's, the Irish is a bit like everything. Like you use it or you lose it. And I think Bahatanga Ialawart, you know, a language is kept alive by speaking it. I think the more we can just normalize and get people using their Irish, be they fluent or only have the cúpla focal or whatever. I think it does so much for the preservation of the language, but also just for kind of creating a language and a culture that's alive and, you know, outside of a classroom or a Gaeltacht area or whatever. So yeah, I suppose I just tell people to use it little and often, or maybe even a lot and often.
And where can we find you on socials if people want to be influenced by what you share about the Irish language, maybe pick up a few cúpla focal?
So I'm on TikTok, Leon Brown on TikTok, and I started an Instagram kind of recently called The Leafa Project, which is kind of more focused on the Irish language and kind of getting people to, I suppose, learn a bit of Irish online, and that's called The Leafa Project on Instagram.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Gurmila. It was a pleasure to hear about The Leafa Project. All of your theories on the curse as well. And I think all we can say is Mayo for Sam.
There you go. Thanks, Gurmila Mago.